Yeah, signed Danny East. He's someone that I've known about for a while. Tried bringing him on loan a couple of times, but for various reasons, it didn't quite happen. But got him on board, and he's a defender, but he's very much a utility player in terms of he can play right back, left back. I've seen him play centre half. He did a job on the right side in midfield for Aldershot and did well last year for them. And in central midfield, he's actually told me he's played up front. So he's played pretty much everywhere. But that's not to say that he's not a good player. You know, let's get that sort of straight. He's got good quality, a good upbringing at Hull City. Went on to Portsmouth. And like I say, I've had my eye on him for a while. So pleased to get him in.
When did he first come to your attention?
Playing for Hull quite a few years ago, to be honest. I watched him in reserve games there and liked how competitive he was. And then speaking with sort of Stuart Watkiss that was here, Billy Russell, quite a few all sung his praises as a character as well as a footballer. And, you know, it's nice this one's been relatively easy. You know, once the contact was made, it's clear that he wanted to join us. It'd be nice if all deals were like that.
With Karl Magne departing, is he a straight replacement then?
First and foremost, the position that I'm looking at him in is at right back. But as I've said to Danny, you know, make no mistake, I don't try and get anyone here on a false promise. The fact that he can play different positions is certainly something that appealed to me. And over the course of the season, it might be that he has to fit in depending on how we go. But first and foremost, I think right back is a position that we are obviously a little short on with Carl leaving, and one that I think Danny's most comfortable in alongside midfield. I think they're the two sort of main positions that he feels are his best.
How pleased then are you to have got your man?
Very pleased. I think he's had one or two problems with injuries. He's the first to admit that. Something we've spoke about and looked at. But overall, you know, I think he's a quality player there.
What has he said to you to allay your fears over his injuries?
Some of it is injuries have been pure bad luck. The other was more a way of how his body works and how he understands his body now. Sometimes you maybe have to go through something to get to the bottom of a reason why your body's breaking down. And I think Danny's had a little bit of that and feels he's in a better position. You never know, do you? You know, we've had players in the past and some have come here having had a bad injury record and sailed through the season fine, so hopefully that'll be the case with Danny.
Does he like to get up the line?
Yeah, I think he's got lots of energy, he's quick.
What's his crossing like?
We'll see, we'll find out. No, well, the reports that I certainly had back on him was that he has got good quality and two decent feet, so that's, you know, positive. When I seen him, like I said, what I was impressed with was the way that he competed on the pitch, his attitude, you know, as a young lad. You know, he was no sort of just fitting into a team. He wanted to lead. And I think that he knows this league from his time at Aldershot. And I don't think he's the type of lad that will have any fears of going to some of the grounds that aren't maybe going to be the top of players' list to visit. But you have to go to those and do a professional job. And I think Danny's one that I'll be able to rely on.
Were you looking to bring him in before Carl left or not?
He was still on the list, really, because, as I said, he kind of ticks a box of fitting in lots of positions. And while, you know, I'm hoping that we can have a strong squad overall, there is still an element I don't want to carry too many players, because I think that can just create problems. We've seen last season by having a small squad and what a togetherness we found and team spirit. So that's something that I would prefer to try and keep, ideally, and keep the numbers, you know, what I think is easier to manage and not just sort of waste any of the budget, really, on players sat in the stand.
A couple of weeks ago, you told me that you'd spoken to a defender, you'd showed that player around. Was it this player we're talking about here?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right.
No, that one didn't work out.
Was that Tom Miller?
No.
Fair enough. Who was it?
I'm not going to say, because it's not fair on the player.
Can you confirm what stage you're at with trying to sign Omar Bogle?
No, nothing on that to say at this time. He's obviously a player that's interested in the past. I think the player's trying to look to get in the Football League. So, obviously, we're not there.
Right, OK. Will you be speaking to him soon?
I'd like to speak to him, yeah. But they know that there's interest there from themselves, but as I say, I think he's looking at the Football League clubs.
Yeah, you're playing this down, aren't you?
No, not really, no. He wants to play there. We understand that, as we've found a couple of players that have left the club. It's where we want to be, and we were obviously close, but ultimately we're not, and that's something that can offer a lot of things. I think feel at this football club that's very good, but that's not one at this moment in time.
So then, how do you rate your chances of trying to get him?
Who knows? You know, I guess it depends on what else is out there.
What do you like about him so much? Because you've been in for him before, as you pointed out there.
He's a goal scorer. He's quick, athletic, still at a good age, and you'd like to think that he's still room for improvement. So from that point of view, I think he's appealing to a lot of people.
Do you have talks planned with him?
I'm hoping to speak with the player, yeah.
And is he receptive to that?
You know, it's like with you have agents to go through, so you get certain messages, but it seems it could be a possibility.
How do you feel that next season will be defined by the type of striker you bring in now, or the type of strikers you're trying to bring in?
They obviously make a difference to your team, but at the same time, I'll go back, I think Bristol Rovers, they had Taylor and he did very well, and Harrison came into this team but wasn't, in truth, a starter initially. Their success was largely built on defensive record, and I still believe that if you look historically, teams, while they might, you're never going to get a team that doesn't score goals, that goes up, but at the same time, nearly always have a really strong defence, and that's what I feel we've got the basis to build from. And of course, we want to get strikers in to score goals, but it's all about a team effort, and it's not going to be about one striker or two strikers. It's about everyone contributing in the attacking sense and the defensive side of the game.
Is Bogle top of your priority list this summer?
I'm not going to place a position in terms of targets. There's obviously, I've got quite a few. Some look as though they're going elsewhere, and some are still without a club. So it's, as always, that game that people play, and until it comes to a point where they have to make a decision.
We've not spoken to you since Carl's departure. How big a loss is he to you?
He obviously did extremely well for us and came in, and I think if we're honest, surpassed everyone's expectation of him coming in. And this is kind of a point that I think is relevant at this time of season. When we signed Carl Magny, I think everyone thought, it's okay. During the season, during pre-season, sorry. You never know what you're going to get. You can have someone that's supposedly going to be the superstar and everything, and then it doesn't work out, and vice versa. I think, as I said, Carl, it didn't cause too many ripples when he first signed. But by the end of the season, you know, winning the awards that he did and having the impact with the fans, it just goes to show it's not all about, you know, maybe what you've done, how big your name is, how many goals you score. It's just about how you produce for your new club. And he certainly did that. I think the league and logistics played a big part in him, you know, choosing Hartlepool.
Do you rest in the knowledge that you tried as hard as you could to get him to stay here?
Yeah, definitely. I think he knows that. And we wish him well. You know, he's left a good, you know, memory with the fans, and I'm sure they'd welcome him back any time.
So you signed Danny East. How close are you to your next signing?
A little bit away, I think. In truth, there's a few things obviously bubbling away.
Have you got contract offers out there?
I have with one player, but at the same time, that's sort of, it's not a particularly straightforward situation. So
is that Bogle?
No.
No. Okay. No. Have you offered him a contract yet?
No.
Right, you still need to talk about that, obviously.
Yeah.
What are the chances of Ollie Palmer coming back?
I think pretty much none.
Why is that?
I think Ollie's going to have interest elsewhere, and I think interest, again, that I would imagine will be higher than where we are.
Have you made a move for him? Have you spoken to him?
No, we had a chat at the end of the season, and, you know, we kind of both, without it being anything definitive, it was clear in the fact that, you know, he'd enjoyed his time here, he'd enjoyed having him here, and I think it benefited both parties. But think in real terms he's a Mansfield player at this moment in time, but as I said, I'm sure he'll have some interest. It's whether or not then Mansfield, you know, want to let him go.
Just some final thoughts from you, Paul. £45,000 has been raised by the fans. How much have you been watching the website and seeing how much kitty you're going to have for next season?
No, I've more people telling me about it, to be honest.
Have you been on the website, though, checking?
I have seen it.
Every other day?
He obviously made it onto the VVC. Look, it's a fantastic gesture from the fans, and, you know, any help that we can get is, you know, certainly appreciated. And it just goes to show what the club means to the fans. And as big a disappointment as the end of last season was, I think it just shows that, you know, the fans saw the team, I think, really progress as the season went along, and the effort and how close we were to achieving that goal. So it's fantastic that they've got behind it when it could have, you know, quite easily been seen as just a disappointment and kind of the end of the world, if you like. So it just gives you a real sense of what this club means, and so what a sort of hardcore of fans there are here. And as we sort of, well, now myself particularly, are trying to put something together to make us successful for next season, and it makes you, you know, more optimistic and excited about the coming season.
£70,000 in total is currently, and I was going to say metaphorically, in your back pocket. Tangibly, what does that mean then to you?
It's like I said, every little bit helps, you know, but at the same time, you know, I don't mean this in any negative way, but there's a couple of clubs in our league that have got more money to go out and kind of blow people out of the water. Yeah. And at the same time, this extra money is fantastic, but there's a structure within the club, and I'm keen to stick to that because of the play. It's not fair on the players that we've got currently and that have signed new deals to, you know, suddenly forget about that. So we're trying to keep everything measured. But it will help, and it will certainly make us stronger. And I'm very grateful for that support. So we all want the same thing, and ultimately we'll do everything we can to go one better this year.
I hope that isn't Omar Bogle you just cut off there. what about, have you spent that money in your own mind at this point?
No, far from it. There's plenty left.
Okay. And just a thought on your goalkeeping coach situation. I know that last season you had a part-time coach. Yeah. Is that something that will change next season? Will you have a full-time one? Is that part of your plan, or are you able to do that or not?
That's, I think, something that's a little bit up in the air currently. I'd like to get as much help as I can for James to help him progress and improve further, because it is a specialised position, and with the best will in the world I can do certain things, but you can't give him, you know, that technical information that a specialist can.
Will Steve be back next season?
I'm not sure. I think Steve's got a few things in the fire as well, so we'll see what happens there.